Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to page 218, continuing with the halachos of saying Kriya Shema in front of Tzoah. Let's begin with Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet begins on the bottom of 218. Ha'isa Tzoah al Besaro, u'mechusa bivgadav. We've learned in the past that if excrement is uncovered, one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of it. If it's covered and there is no Reyach, so then in such an instance one can say Kriya Shema. What happens if there is a case in which the excrement is on him but it's covered by his garments? So it's no longer considered as if it's uncovered on the one hand. On the other hand, as far as the halachos of saying Kriya Shema, maybe there's a new problem of saying Kriya Shema when the tzoah is on your garment. So let's again review. When it comes to the halacha of tzoah, the prohibition is reading in front of tzoah that's ena mechusa. Once the tzoah is mechusa, there is no problem with saying Kriya Shema, provided that the reyach is gone. But the iser has been taken care of. So ostensibly over here, one could argue that the ruach was that there's no problem. Why? Because the tzoah is covered. If the tzoah is covered, so then maybe then everything is going to be taken care of. So says the mechaber, there's a machloikis. There are two deos. Before we read the words of mechaber inside, I'll give you the background behind this machloikis. Mishnah Berurah tells us that there are really two ways to define an individual in terms of tefillah. One way is that an individual is defined by his neshama. As we said this morning, kol ha-neshama ta'alel ka-haleluka. That's how a person praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his neshama. On the other hand, there's another description that we use, and that is kol atzmoisoi taimarna. All my limbs call out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're going to focus on Kol Atzmoso Tamarna, so even though there's no halacha of being korei l'fnei tzoah, but nevertheless, what's going on is that he is doing what? His limbs have tzoah on top of them. So says the Mechaber, two opinions. Oshich Nisyadav, one more case, Bebeis HaKisei Derechor. Or he has his limb inside a halachic Beis HaKisei. We're not yet talking about modern day bathrooms, but something that's clearly a halachic Beis HaKisei Derechor, Ve'enim Me'reach Reach Rab. So here we have a machlokes. Yesh Matirim Likros V'yesh Osrim. So what's the machlokes? So the Matirim hold that there's no problem because the Iker Pasuk for them is Kol HaNeshama Talal Ka. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis. However, the opinion that says that's Aser quotes the Pasuk with Kol Atzmosai, the Memra Kol Atzmosai Teimarna. This is a fascinating, conceptually, this is absolutely fascinating Shaila of how to look at Tefillah. Do you look at Tefillah in terms of Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim, or do you look at Tefillah in terms of the Neshama? Then there's a stringent opinion within the matirin, and it very much limits the matirin. There are certain parts of the body, even if a person would be undressed, that are generally covered. For example, the armpits, or what is referred to as chazal, in other instances as beis hastarim. So, in such an instance, konatzila yadav, if there are areas that would normally be uncovered with covered with the malbush, without the malbush, areas that would be uncovered without would be covered without the malbush, so then in such a case would be allowed to say Kriya Shema. But if it's an area, most of the body, that is not covered when the person is undressed, then even the ma'itirim are going to be machmir. V'nachal nasos k'divrei machmir, and it's appropriate to follow the opinion of the machmirim. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Yudalit that b'shas hadchag there is a lot of room to be makel. Comments to Ramav Shichvas Zera Basaro Dino Ketzoa, that we give Shichvas Zera also the din of Tzoa. So the Chatchila, one should be machmir to make sure that there isn't any significant shichva zera that's on a person's body. Sifkot sifhe. Tzoa b'pi hatabas. If there's excrement that is around the anal area, afilu hi mechusa, even if it's covered, aslikros l'divrei hakol, then according to everybody, you can't read Kriya Shema. Now the truth is, that's a little bit of a chidush, because we just saw that the halacha is that when it comes to the tzoa on the body that's covered, it's going to be mutter. So why is it that over here we're going to be more machmir if it's around that area? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. B'fiyat Abbas, mi sheyesh lo, he automatically goes, the Mishnah Berurah goes to another case. In Tezayin, so let's go jump ahead to Yud Ches. Here, we're even more machmir. Here, it's considered a zuamatvei, and therefore that entire area has to be clean, and therefore a person should be careful before tefillah that their body is clean. The Mishnah Berurah in Tazayin that we started reading spoke about a person who has a hemorrhoid that chas v'chalila, that has a bad odor. If a person has a hemorrhoid with a bad odor, so then in such an instance the Reach Ra will be a problem as well for such an individual, because then it will have the din of all of the problems of odor. The Dershu quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Minchas Yitzchak, in a case of Chas V'Chalila, someone who has a bag that from his bowels the excrement is going out. So in such a case, as long as the individual tried to clear out that makom and to cover it, so then in such a case, even though it's possible the excrement will come out in the interim, nevertheless it's going to be mutter for him to read Kriya Shema, even though he doesn't, how would we describe it, mechanically there's tzoa that's being removed, unlike a healthy person who only tzoa comes out when he voluntarily goes to the bathroom. But in such an instance, these poskim are makel. Sivav. I'm sorry, I said something.
The bag must be removed in that case.
Well, he removed it, but now we should be choshish in the future, so that we're makel.
My question was in the Mishnah Berurah's case.
Which one?
In the case of the hemorrhoids. So
yes. He has to be careful that would be only mutter if it's not a case of Reach Ra. That would be the only instance that would be mutter. Vav, ha'yilafana ma'atza. If there is a small amount of excrement, yachal vatal barok sheyorok bav yikra kenegdav yushiyorok oven. A thick spit can be mevatel excrement as well. The Mishnah Berurah raises something interesting in Sifkat al Chaf. What about vomit? Kasa bechidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger b'shem Azir Shimshon de'ain sarach laharchik mimasha adameki. That one does not need to distance from vomit. The vomit would not be a problem. However, they point out that that's only those things that don't have a Reach Ra. If it would have a Reach Ra, then there's another halacha that you need to distance as well. That's reminiscent to a ha'ara that Rav Nevinzal Shlita makes on the tomorrow's Amud, where Nevinzal points out that garbages today, he says we don't have to assume that they're an ashba in the time of Chazal that would have excrement, that they're mosakim, that they have excrement inside. Nevinzal said that you don't have to assume that an ashba, what we would call a garbage bin today, has excrement, and therefore one would be allowed to read Kriya Shema. However, he pointed out, they do have sometimes a chashash of having a Reach Ra. And if they would have a Reach Ra, so then that's also a problem in terms of saying Kriya Shema. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shlomo Zalman walked through the streets wearing tefillin. Rav Nevinzal also does. I just saw there's a very interesting new book with Rav Chaim Kanievsky that they point at, where they pull out all the pictures of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and showing, you know, how every single one of his movements are based on halacha. He's probably the most photographed Gadol V'Torah in the history of Torah, right? You know. So they've got a lot of photographs to play with, so they show a lot of his chumras. And they point out that when he's walking with Talisman's film, you'll notice that the garbage bins, at least they in the picture, sure enough, the garbage bins are closed. So I asked Rav Nemtzel Shlita, I think basically my impression was that there's no, that we don't have to be machmir not to walk in the streets due to the garbage bins. You don't have to assume there's a problem with excrement. I would add, because even if there are diapers there, so then we, I don't know if we spoke out last time, that Rav Nemtzel holds that a diaper also is considered like a shashias. It's considered covered. It's not considered as if you're reading in front of tzoa, saying Kriyat Shema in front of tzoa. Just you have to make sure that the odor doesn't reach. So Rav Nemtzel pointed out that even though an ashpa today doesn't have the problem of excrement, but it does at times have a problem of reyach ra. So a person has to be concerned about that as well. Just like we learned right now in regards to vomit. Okay, Zion. Safek im tzoa bebayis. These are very, very important halachos. If a person is not sure, you know what, let's go for it. Maybe we'll even try to finish the whole sin. Safek it will violate an isur deraisa of learning more than a amud of a Mishnah Berurah. Safek im tzoa bebayis, if there's a safek of whether it's excrement in the house, mutar likros, then you're allowed to read. Dechezkas bayis she'im batzah. There's a chazaka that a house doesn't have excrement. I was zofa to be in Camp Hask with Gil, nachon? We were zocha to be together. So in Camp Hask, the halacha is different. In Camp Hask, in the bunk, I don't think there's a chazaka that there's no tzoa. Memela, the halacha is going to be different if a person read Kriya Shema in this room and then he found tzoa, uncovered, versus a person who read in a Camp Hask, in the bunk, and then found it so uncovered. What's the difference? The following. Safek im tzoa ba'ashpa aser. When it comes to an ashpa, you can't read Kriya Shema in front of it. Why? Mishum dechezkas ashpa sheish ba'tzoa. I'm sure the counselors would have appreciated that I would joke then that the bunkhouse had a chaloy shema pi halach of an ashpa. Because it's not muchzak of not having tzoa over there. So therefore the halach is, if we're right that the bunkhouse does not have a cheskas nekia, so then in such a case, a counselor has to check the bunkhouse before he reads Kriya Shema. And if he didn't, and he read, and it turns out there was tzoa, he wasn't yotzei. Avo. Safek may raglayim afilu bashma mutum shum the loyas return the grace connect may raglayim urine is a different status el connect am mut shel kiluach only when it's coming out of the aver the achar shenafal o mitzrael midrabbanim besvekin lo gazru. So urine would not be a problem even in a has bunkhouse, you would not have to repeat. And this is an important halacha that one needs to keep in mind. Baruch Hashem, we're zocha is sitting around the table with people who have young children, so it could be that with young children, particularly, let's say diapers. We said is not considered soa; it's considered bashashias if it's the diaper is closed. So first of all, every once in a while the diaper might have been open, so that's mamish lufnei atzoa. And even the diaper is closed, if there's a reyach ra, if for whatever reason the person wasn't paying attention, and then there a baby's room does not have a cheskas. It would seem to me as being bothered for sure for reyach ra, and therefore. In such a case, one needs to think before one reads Kriya Shema in such a context. Sivches, karav emakom shiroi l'stavik b'tzol macha, achi katzar, lachzar v'likros, as we described before. Avol mein emakom roi l'stavik bo, ein tzarech lachzar v'likros, mei reglai v'ful mitzol emakom shiroi l'stavik, ein tzarech lachzar v'likros. Now everything moves simply. This is the way I learned the halacha of tzoa from Rav Nemtzel Shlita. The Dirshu quotes the Sefer Zos HaBracha, which is an excellent Sefer, that quotes from Rav Yashiv that l'chatchila, if one knows that there's excrement inside of a diaper, so then even if you know for sure that there isn't reach ra, l'chatchila, you shouldn't say in front of the diaper. Rav Nemtzel Shlita did not tell me that. One more beautiful thing I heard from Rav Nemtzel. There's look back, and with this we'll conclude. In Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says that if you have tzoa, you need to cover it with mayim akurim she'ein hatzoa nikeres mitocham, and it's not like tzoa ba'ashashios. So the halacha is that normally tzoa, as long as it's covered, even if it's a clear covering, there's no problem, even if you're able to see it. As we discussed in the previous shiur, the difference between erva and tzoa. Erva is different than tzoa. Tzoa, if you're able to see, is going to be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes that nevertheless, if you're covering it with mayim, like we saw with spit or with mayim, it has to be mayim ad purim. So Rav Nevenzel Shlita asks, it's in the B'Yitzchak Ikari, Gil has it in front of him, it's in the B'Yitzchak Ikari, and he was marked, he explained to me years ago what exactly is kasha is. It's a very sharp kasha. Rav Nevenzel asks that the halacha is that the reason why when you say Kriya Shema, it needs to be B'mayim HaKurim, is because that you can't see the erva, right? You can't see the erva. But in terms of the halacha of a separate rishus, once the erva is in the water and the lave is above the water, so then there's no problem of libo ro'as erva, it's a separate rishus. So Rav Nevenzel Shlita asked, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying you have to be machmer, needs to be mayim akurim? The whole reason you need mayim akurim for erva is because that you're not allowed to see the erva. But when it comes to tzoa, so then in such a case there's no isser of seeing the tzoa. If that's so, why is the Mishnah Berurah machmer over here? And he leaves off with a tzarachim. Okay. We've reached Bezer Hashem Siman Ayin Zayin.